From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Several European nations are holding elections today where the financial crisis is a prominent concern. The polls just closed in France in a presidential election. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports many say this is the most important election in a long time.
Parisians lined up to cast their ballots at this elementary school near the Eiffel Tower. After slipping a ballot into a transparent box, each voter was checked off the list. Stéphane Sini says there are two visions for France's future battling it out today.
Plutôt la France forte, voilà Nicolas Sarkozy.
I picked a strong France under President Nicolas Sarkozy, he says. He has the best economic program and he has the experience to deal with the crisis. But Sarkozy is trailing François Hollande in the polls. The socialist candidate says he'll jumpstart the French economy with state spending to create public works and jobs. The winner will be announced at 8 p.m. tonight, French time. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Exit polls from today's election in Greece suggest strong voter dissatisfaction with budget cutbacks and a fractious parliament that requires a coalition government. Conservatives and socialists have thus far kept Greece in compliance with the European bailout and austerity program. John Seropoulos reports it's unclear if they can pull it off again.
Conservative leader Andonis Samaras will have to seek alliances. Together with the socialists, he has thus far kept Greece on track with the European bailout and austerity program. A resumption of that alliance may just yield enough seats to govern. Between 8 and 11 parties may enter parliament, a fractiousness not seen since the 1930s. If Samaras cannot stitch together a coalition by Wednesday, the second largest party assumes the task, and that could be the communist left coalition, which seeks an immediate exit from the European bailout. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos in Athens.
NATO officials say two of their service members were killed in Afghanistan today. In one incident, a bomb exploded in the eastern part of the country. Officials did not provide any details about that attack. Militants often plant bombs along routes used by security forces to kill NATO and Afghan troops, as well as civilians. Also today, officials say someone wearing an Afghan army uniform opened fire on coalition service members in southern Afghanistan. One person was killed. It took almost 13 hours, but five men accused of planning the September 11th attacks were arraigned yesterday before a military tribunal at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. Alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his four co-defendants refused to answer the judge's questions, occasionally knelt in prayer, and insisted on having read aloud the more than 20 pages detailing the charges. They faced nearly 3,000 counts of terrorism and murder. This is NPR News. Former New Mexico Republican Governor Gary Johnson has been chosen as the presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. NPR's David Wellner reports from Las Vegas.
Gary Johnson left the Republican Party in January after dropping his bid for that party's presidential nomination following the Iowa caucuses. In Las Vegas, he won 70% of the Libertarian Party's votes, putting him on the ballot in all 50 states. Johnson has been a strong advocate of reforming the nation's drug laws. In an interview, he laid out his proposal.
We should legalize marijuana, and I say legalize because we don't want to turn our back on more than half the problem, which is the sale of it.
Johnson hopes to achieve 15% support in national polls, which would allow him to take part in next fall's presidential debates. David Wellner, NPR News, Sparks, Nevada.
Vice President Joe Biden was interviewed this morning on NBC's Meet the Press. He said he believes the future of Chinese activist Chen Guangcheng will be in the United States. Biden says he's confident Chinese officials will abide by their commitment to allow Cheng to come to the U.S. with his family to study. Another subject, Biden said he's absolutely comfortable with gay couples having the same rights and liberties as heterosexual couples.
As more and more Americans come to understand what this is all about is a simple proposition. Who do you love? Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love?
Biden said this was his personal view, not the position of the administration. President Obama has said that he opposes same-sex marriage, but that his position on this is evolving. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.